All right, thanks for the Fred Gwynn.
Absolutely.
All right, how about this one? Ba-ba-ba-ba.
This is the greatest talk show
that will ever be.
From oblivion.
Is it time to appease our alien overlords?
You want to see something
really?
Peace of God.
Okay, this is
really
scary.
And now, right, here's your host, Mark Curian.
Scary.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea where Tony is. I'm not even showing up as on the board. Tony, what on God's green earth? All right. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Tony? Oh. All right. Oh, for the love of Pete Seegers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, apparently, as we wait for Mark and the show, I had to undo it. I don't know if we can still hear anything, but I was unmuted, so I was not unmuted. So Mark could not unmute me, which is why he could not hear me. And so, Mark, you're going to have to call in the host line, or do you want me to do it? Because there's no host.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. Let me just call in from my leave the phone where it is. I'll call in from Skype and host it, and then we can both talk how we are. And then everybody still can hear this because we are live on the air.
Yeah, we are live. Yeah. We're hacking the matrix and having a little demonic interference. Probably more like operator error. Okay, Tony, go ahead.
It was dead. The problem was, I was talking that whole time, but because I was on mute.
I did an entire half hour of the last half hour of the show on mute. It was the best show ever that didn't get recorded. All right, call back in, buddy. We'll stay here and see if this works. If anyone else is on the line.
No, I don't need to call back in. It's still called the host. The host is calling in now, and we're good.
Okay.
There we go. Welcome to live radio. And
you
want to
hit
play,
the themes? Nah. You want to hit the themes? I don't care.
You want to do it again? Why do we have to do it again? You want to do it again?
Because I like it. I didn't get to hear it. You know, that sets me up for, you know.
All right. We'll do the theme because you like it. And you. All right. So
all right,
let me find
take
it.
Take two. All right. Take three.
Take two. And if you want to call in and get in on this, take two, take three, you can call 619-924-0815. Hopefully it works, because everybody's having trouble. And if I didn't know any better, it'd be that pesky Mercury in retrograde. One day in this universe, I will destroy the planet Mercury and all its problems. All right. Here we go. Pick up.
All right, thanks for the Fred Gwynn.
Absolutely.
All right, how about this one? Ba-ba-ba-ba.
This is the greatest talk show
that will ever be.
From oblivion.
If you want to watch the Twilight Zone,
is it time to appease our alien overlords?
You want to see something
really
scary?
Peace of God.
Okay, this is
And now, here's your host, Mark Curian.
Half a million people around the globe infected with COVID-19. 1.5 billion people ordered to stay in their homes. Long will they talk about the plague of 2020. Not since the Spanish flu, etc., etc. This is history in the making. And barring accident or injury, every single human alive on the planet Earth today we'll get to witness what no other human has ever seen, nor ever shall again. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Yarturian, along with Hollywood Tony P and other guests on the greatest talk show on the World Generation Podcast Network. I'm the captain of the USS Arcturus, currently in geosynchronous orbit, 32,000 miles above planet Earth. Typical story. Think Kirk, starship captain, here from the future to save a world that clearly does not want saving from itself. Pretty much textbook. I don't care if it's Superman or Jesus Christ himself. You try to tell people things that are good for them, for their own good, and they hate you for it.
We're getting a call, Mark. 415.
That's nice. I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you very much. We don't take calls in the middle of the dissertation.
Oh, okay.
So in setting up, we don't have to set it up. The scene is set. It's game on. They're rolling out the trucks. Now, this is not doom and gloomers. This is not doomsayers. This is not fear-mongering. Okay, so I sent out a newspaper that said, Earth under alien invasion. Humans don't stand a chance. No, I'm not fear-mongering. I'm trying to instill some peace and calm amidst pandemonium. Whereas it's actually true, we are under... What is it?
Those damn pandas, man. They're the cause of it.
Oh, yes. Okay, you want me to do that one? World Health Organization declares pandemic, global pandemic. Good God, nobody even told me the pandas were sick. But I'm saying, okay, there, we did that.
Pandemonium, not pandemic,
okay.
Pandemonium. Because pandemonium.
Okay.
Get your jokes sir. Ah, stir crazy, is that a word?
Are we finished?
I'm sorry, am I interrupting your dissertation?
Yep.
See, and that's good, because you need that what do we call it, the variable, the...
Random factor.
Random factor, yes. That's why it works. That's why all of this works. That's why it's good to have a dog, because if you do it the same exact way twice, the dog will act differently for no other reason. It's crazy.
Well, in case anybody missed it, Tony, I love Tony like the brother I wish I never had. I wish I never have. So it's not fear-mongering, but for the first 2 months, pretty much slap people in the face. Like the guy on the beach, the clown boy on the beach, who, by the way now, made a formal apology in the newspapers, and it was very nice, and I don't care if his dad wrote it for him, but it was really nice. You know, the clown boy at the spring break in Florida. I get corona. At the end of the day, it's not going to stop me from partying. Boy, I'm balls to the wall tripping. I don't care, right?
Dude. I actually had to fact check that. I thought it was a joke.
No, it's not a joke. Now, dude, turn around. See, you're on the beach. Look, turn around. See, there's a tidal wave coming. Move! Now, is that fear mongering, or is that being considerate of your fellow human being?
No, legit. So, that's how it got to Las Cruces, New Mexico, was two college students returning from spring
break. We'll get to questions and comments in just a moment. So it's not fear mongering to say, wake the fuck up. This thing is communicable and deadly. And people still don't get it. They're flocking to the beaches in thousands. Got to stay in. Now they stay inside. So they got to move the party inside. You know, 15 people in a garage. Germany finally got it at least almost right. They banned gatherings. Remember, we went from 1,000 down to 500, 250, 100, 50, 25, 10. Germany's now banned meetings of more than two people. Gatherings of more than two, which is almost right. Because to do this right, you'd have to solitary isolate every single person for a month, red X on the door, and after a month, if you don't have it, you can stay. Like they did in China, they just weld the department doors shut because they know you never really get rid of it. It's the forever flu. It's like shingles or herpes. It attaches and it comes back. It goes dormant and then it comes back with a vengeance. That's when we hear about it. The first time was a couple of days later. They had a cold. They had a stuffy nose. We didn't even notice it. And then a couple, two, three, four, 5 weeks later, boom, intense reactions. Now, somebody told me the other day, more tests equals more cases.
Yes, what? I said
wow,
that.
Wow, holy moly. More tests equals more cases.
And
all right, we got
some
folks chomping at the bit here. So without further fucking ado,
Mark, you're taking it out of context because the number goes down because the number of deaths doesn't increase.
Yes, you'll have your turn. You'll have your turn. Let me introduce my little barking dog, Hollywood Tony P. What is it, Tony?
Well, I was just going to say I have some news on the
Okay. Can you play
talking
one?
About?
Type in the third bar, would you?
It's only an hour show, and, you know, there are, like, five people on the line. So you can take your dissertation and make it, like, 35 minutes and just keep going. But sometimes other people like to talk about things as well.
Are you okay now? All right. So I introduced Tony. So your figures yesterday said at the beginning, were you eating lunch on the air in the beginning of your show and talking about, the curve is flattened? And now I'm going to call you on this every single time when you blurt out these figures that you got from some Pollyanna cookbook. There is no flattening of any curve, Tony. So give me the numbers. Go ahead.
Flattening a curve ever.
Go ahead. Yes, you did. You said the curve is kind of flattened over the past couple of days. You just blurt out this crap. Okay, so go ahead and give us the numbers. You said
the
numbers. You were talking about numbers.
According to sources, funeral gatherings are, you can only identify the body, and it's 10 people or less. That's the law for funerals. However, there are some churches who are fighting this, and there was a church that they went in and they found that 200 people, elderly, people with masks, were there for the funeral because the church was shirking the whole only 10 people as, you know, well, we're not going to abide by that.
Where was this church?
I don't know.
In Louisiana. It was in Louisiana, and they had 1,800 people Sunday laughing at the government. Now, listen, the minister said, look, you want to keep Walmart open. Church is at least as important as Walmart. Now, I couldn't disagree with that, even though I disagree with the gathering. All right.
But
Congress
is letting 50 people at a time. So, in theory, he should let 50 people in the church at a time. But it's not a church gathering. It was a funeral. I'm talking about, like, you know, the
church. Okay, so that's
church.
10 people.
No, that's the max, but there was 200 there. And all of them were in the church where the service was.
Yeah, we got that
told them.
Okay, yeah, there were, and there's going to be a lot of that. I mean, right now, the people that are licking the products on the shelves and they're these young morons going in there going, ha-ha, and licking things, that's a challenge, and licking a toilet seat. The guy's now in intensive care, this kid, this moron. He should be denied intensive care, you stupid idiot. Okay, let us go and say hi to everybody. This is not
I've ever heard of.
We want, go ahead, is that Levi?
Oh, I was just saying, that was the weirdest suicide attempt I've ever heard of.
Yes, how are you, Levi? Who else is on the air? Who? 415, hi, you're live on the call. We're not really a radio show because we don't have any listeners, but Tony and I like to play Radio Guy, and there's something about turning on a recording that we go into on-air action, and it's a little more enthusiastic, a little more energy. 415.
Yes. Nicely.
Who's it?
No, this is Levi. How's it going, everybody who's here?
Good. Good.
Hello.
Tony, who else we got? Everyone say hi.
Hello.
Hi, who's here?
This is Kim.
Oh, thanks to heavens. You boys are in big trouble now. You've met your match. Paranormal, is he on the line?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, who else is here?
That's it.
Okay, you said we had like five callers. Are you exaggerating again?
Who said five callers?
You did. Play back the tape. We have like five callers. Oh, my God. Okay. See, now we do have a three-song minimum.
You
come on
in the host. You got to add the host number and me and you and the other two.
Oh, I
two.
See.
So
I see.
Five.
You know, I
just looked at it
and
I saw five. I didn't. I know. I guess I counted myself twice. Sorry.
No, that's cool. I was dialed in twice. Okay. Hey, Kim, how are you, hon?
I'm doing good.
Hanging in there, huh? All right. Obviously, we got some talkers up here and some Levi is in Las Cruces. Levi, meet Kim. She's right up here near me.
Oh, very good. Yeah, Las Cruces, New Mexico here. Nice to meet you, Kim.
Nice to meet you.
And we can tell a crew member right away. And when I met Kimberly, I was singing karaoke at Silly Willie Nelson in the Miners Club. But I gave her the Mark the Arcturian Starship Captain spiel. And she listened intently and came up right in front of my nose, looked me square in the eye, and said, "You had better be who the fuck you say you are. I've been waiting for you." And yesterday, did you say I earned my title?
Yes.
Oh, that was nice. You boys could.
So I do.
Go ahead.
Oh, so just listening, a little bit, I just wanted to say, because I feel like I need to speak some peace here, but I don't think that this virus is, I mean, the virus may be real, sure, but I don't know if that's I don't think that that's what we need to be focusing on. I think that we need to realize that they're moving in military into our towns worldwide, and because there's something bigger. And now just to kind of sum this up, because I don't have like a whole lot of time, but I think that there is the asteroid that NASA said was coming, but then they reneged and threw it back into 2060. I believe that that's coming. And I think that the reason why these military are coming into place are to stop the chaos before it ensues. Now, I think ultimately this is going to lead to, I'm a Christian. I think Antichrist is going to come, through this. But I really think that...
What's the name of it? What's the name of the asteroid? Because I had the same thought. Like, because we know that they're trying to distance something. What are they hiding?
It wasn't Anubis, was it?
Oh, they called it. It was a Greek name, wasn't it?
I thought it was Apophis, but the other thing is that could also cause water poisoning, right? The tsunami. It could also cause, if it crashed into the ocean, because everybody has the water dream, right? So that could be that. Could be maybe there is no virus. They're making you think it is. I like this girl.
Yeah.
Hire her.
And another thing is that, you say more tests mean more positive things. here's the thing. That was the get-go, I think, because CDC comes out with a test, and right out the door, they're false positives. And now all of a sudden, you can't get the test unless you're in the hospital getting the test. And
right.
If you get it, then, you know, there was a ship or something that got taken over with tons of tests in it. And they confiscated it and said, oh, no, these are bad tests. People are just bringing these in.
I have
so,
something to add to this, very pertinent to this line of thought. I don't believe this is the first wave. I believe this has been circulating since at least October of last year.
Agreed.
Right.
I think it's the second wave. And
it's
I
our
believe,
first wave.
For the record, the virus is real, okay?
Oh,
well, I don't know.
Right.
There's been deaths in the United States since October of last year, way, way, way overboard in an ICU unit.
Yeah. And not attributed to COVID-19.
Some kind of aggressive pneumonia, and they're like...
Right. And they're not going back and doing posthumous autopsies.
No.
But since she only has a little time... go ahead, Kim. What are they setting us up for?
Well, one world government, one world currency, one world religion, because that's what Antichrist needs to succeed, right?
Right.
But to go back real quick with this virus, I have not taken a flu vaccine. I won't do it because I don't know what the hell they've been putting in that.
Right.
Now, who's to say that these people who are getting sick didn't take the flu virus and already weakened themselves with God knows what was being put inside of them?
Right.
You know? So this virus is very real, yes, but if, you know, not to say that everybody that took the flu virus or the flu shot is going to get this, but we don't know why these
right.
people, it could be God's wrath and the people, you know, unbelievers or whatever, although I don't know how true
right.
that is, I'm just speaking to you.
Well, let's go with that it's demon spawn. This virus is pure evil spawn from hell. It's Pandora's box, and they opened it, and now they can't fit it in the box. Now, did China release it on their own people? I've never been comfortable with this, even though the Level 4 bioweapons lab is a football field away, one block from the seafood market. I don't believe China wanted to unleash it on their own people, even as a test. So the one theory which I had, I believe somebody tried to sneak it out of the lab and sell it to the U.S., or somebody in the market, and that went bad and accidentally got released in the lab, similar to Dean Koontz's 81 thriller Eyes of Darkness. So about this demon spawn virus, Kim.
Yeah.
How far back does this go? I mean, you told me a story where it goes all the way back to the Towers of Babylon.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Well, so, okay. So I have to start with a dream I had.
Yep.
Years ago, close to probably 15 years ago or so, I had a dream that this planet was coming down, and I was just walking with my family, smiling, and I knew that it was going to kill us, but I wasn't afraid. And so before it hit, we had gone up to heaven and so on and so forth. But after that, I was like, planet, that's weird. So I started hearing things about Nibiru, you know, later on. And I started going, okay, this is weird, and following that whole rabbit hole down. Come across, you know, back in, I guess, Obama was president. ISIS was over there bombing stuff. And this is early in his term, I think. And they had bombed an Arch of Baal. The Arch of Baal was afterwards replicated and then unveiled in London and then in New York. So I'm watching this story go about, and I know that CERN is doing their thing going on, you know, and people, scientists there, are saying that they're opening up black holes, and the scientists are fearful of what is coming through them. So big power structure, right? So I'm just, again, this is over so many years following these things going on. And then I'm reading the Bible, and then I'm like, okay, the Temple of Babel. It looks like a beehive. Exactly, the power source. It looks like a beehive with all these archways. And I'm like, okay, if God scrambled them and all these people couldn't communicate anymore, then why wouldn't they just continue building up if they were going to heaven? I always knew something was weird. So myself, I like watching the Ancient Aliens, and I see all these cultures, and they're talking about, you know, all these archways are portals for other beings. In fact, even an Indian tribe over here in America said that they pulled all their people out of 9/11 before the attack happened because one of their ancients came through the portal and told them, pull your people out.
Nice.
So anyway, this has gone back for forever. I think that the Temple of Babel was, they were trying to create this portal, you know, to bring these beings in. So, you know, and I think that that has to do with all this, but it just,
I have also suspected they've reproduced Tower of Babylon technology when they're messing around, and they're dealing with some really evil, evil entities too, just to gain access to this level of technology too.
Yes, so, we've seen the pagan, we've seen the pagan dances outside CERN. Go on, Kim.
Turn the tower sideways and got the super collider.
Exactly. And then when you open that up, and I think that, you know, these evil entities or whatever, they're here. And that's where I differ. I don't know if this virus was mistakenly taken out of a lab. I think it was purposely planted because they need this collapse. They need
right.
this to happen. You know, whether they have a vaccine or they've been prepping people to be taking this, you know, through the flu virus and weakening
right.
immune systems, whatever they're
interesting
doing.
Interesting approach. I wonder, I mean, it would make people, in theory, more susceptible to demonic possession, no? On a huge
right.
level.
Right.
Yeah. I agree. So, anyways, I just, yeah, this whole thing is, I think that people are getting sick. I think that that's real. I don't know if it's because they're getting sick with the flu or something else going on, and then they're saying it's the
5G.
Virus, but this is something. 5G, exactly. This is worldwide. This is, I mean, this isn't just, and that was the thing with my dream in the planet and then watching and hearing NASA with the asteroid
yeah.
and everything. Going back to that, I think that the asteroid is coming. And I think that if, when that does happen, everybody, there are already military in place to take control. That,
right.
that is the idea, you know.
Okay, right.
Or,
so,
yeah.
My God, now, I got done hearing that, and she brought up CERN and the Hadron Collider, which we just got off a two-hour call about. And I said, Kimberly, you didn't learn all this. There's only one way on Earth you could know all this, is that you remember it. So yes, they want to take it over. And we discussed that, right? What better time to enforce martial law than when everybody's already in their house? Now, some people aren't getting the hang of this, so they're locking it down. In Alaska, we found out from Nick yesterday, if you're out between midnight and 6:20, $5,000 fine and up to a year in jail. So this is, they will force people in their house. They will roll in, they're rolling in the trucks already, but they're not armed. They're making a big deal about how they're unarmed. You know, the guns are in the truck.
Paperwork and a badge
right.
in order to go to work and haul trash.
Trash? Okay, well, let's see. We've got some satellite workers, you know, 5G tower workers, federal IDs, because last thing that a worker needs repairing it is for somebody to think he's a terrorist. So I asked Kim, and I'll pose it right here. So, Kim, they're going to take over they're going to enforce martial law instead of shelter in place, which I'll cover in a sec. But they're going to do it under the cover of darkness, under a power outage. Now, I mentioned last year, at least Kim and I up here, we were in all the PG&E power shutoffs. And Tony, do you recall I said, this is not about wind, it's not about stopping fire, it's about a drip system, dripping on people to see how they do with no power. And they did it down the city, where there's not a stitch of wind and no trees and no fire.
They were also giving away kits of survival kits. So they were adding the extra preparedness. You said
Thank you. We got those at the PG&E centers, the solar lanterns, batteries, flashlights. They gave us some stuff. But the drip system, A, see how we do with no power. Just a little test. Or B, maybe for the Hadron Collider, maybe somewhere in Livermore, California, the big center over there, they needed power. They didn't want to blow the grid, so they shut down grids to divert the power to use it for something else so they don't blow the whole West Coast. So under the power outage is when they're going to bring it in. But how, Kim, do they justify a power outage in an entire country, Kim?
Well, to me, I would say an EMP.
An EMP pulse. Ta-da, give this little girl a gold star. So, you remember there was a headline a week ago tomorrow, China threatens EMP pulse. Anybody see that? I saw it and went, yeah, of course they are. They're threatening nuclear war, EMP. I didn't think anything of it until I heard Project Zipher, where they're going to roll in martial law under the cover of a power outage. And I went, son of a bitch, China did not threaten an EMP pulse. We drift that story on the American public, so when it happens, you blame China. So, ladies and gentlemen, if your power goes out, run for your life.
You know, I would like to share a story, a quick one about that. I was driving down.
Is this
down
a really long story? I'm just
I was driving down the middle of
I-10. Kidding.
And the Texas Longhorns had escaped from a fence out there where they pasture them in the desert, and they were running for freedom. They were going to make it, you know, right down the middle of I-10. I about greased them with a Mack truck, and I was thinking about that, like, we're the same way. We got nowhere to go.
Yeah, right. It's like 5G. I mean, you can avoid a 4G tower, but at 5G that's everywhere on the planet, you can't run. Son of a bitch.
Because of that Starlink, huh? Is that what you're...
Starlink, Elon's Skynet program. Haven't they seen Terminator? The FCC just approved 1 million 5G antennas.
Mark, the paranormal is here now.
Ladies and gentlemen, paranormal. How are you, buddy?
Greetings, everyone.
Paranormal, hey. Kim, this is Paranormal. He's down in the big city of Los Angeles area.
Nice to meet you.
Greetings.
And we've just been covering, you might want to go back and listen to Kim's soliloquy on the Devil Spawn that got released and the Pandora's Box leading. It's the Temple of Baal and the Tower of Babylon.
Pope Benedict did that. When he abolished purgatory, he said it wasn't a thing. Pope Benedict released all the people who were being kept in purgatory. And a good example, if you remember the Monster Squad, Dracula and Frankenstein were being held in limbo. And all of a sudden, the Pope says, there's no limbo. So where do they go? Out into the dark forces of existence. Kim is right on.
Is that how we got Count Chocula and Frankenberry cereal?
I do think that we will actually see when this, in this limbo, like you were just saying, you know, there is, it's gone or whatever. I mean, again, when I was very young as a child, and I don't know where these dreams came from, but my family and I would go underneath these big trees, and there'd be like, you know, off in the distance, there'd be a lot of lights and like almost like a fair was going on. And we would go into these trees underground, and we would fight these mythological creatures. I remember fighting Medusa, and I didn't understand it. It wasn't until I was doing homework with my son a few years ago. He is a freshman in high school, and he's doing the Greek mythology. And it wasn't until then I was like, oh, dear God, the Titans are the fallen angels, and every single one of these beings, because you had Genesis 6. Look at Genesis 6. The angels came on to, found women, you know, were beautiful and came on to them, and they mated with them, creating giants, Nephilim.
Right.
Well, I don't think they stopped with women. I think they were mating with whatever they wanted to. And I think that the Greek mythology has a lot of truth to it. It's not biblical. It's not in the Bible. But I think that we'll see those beings come back.
You mean that's how we get a griffin or a minotaur? I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Paranormal.
Paranormal, what's up? Yeah, Levi here. How you doing?
Greetings, greetings.
Yeah, I caught the earlier conversation. As you well know, I study all religions and beliefs. But when the Antichrist gets brought up, it sort of throws me off.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't believe what's happening now has anything to do with religion or belief.
Could we say it has to do with those who are not aligned with the light?
Yeah.
Because God is light
yeah.
and love, and all only see page one. In the beginning was God created that is not made of him and by him, and God is light. So you have the opposite side who chose not God, and people choose not God all the time.
And
so
I think
those are only two worlds. So I don't care if you say Antichrist, not God, the dark side, the matrix. I don't care what you call it. And God doesn't care what you call it as long as you call upon it. You can call God, Yahweh, inner marshmallow, light, love, as long as it knows when you're – you know, Jesus said don't just say words by rote. God doesn't hear that, words. He hears the heart. Okay.
I agree it's semantics,
yeah.
But when we bring up religious terms like that, I think we start losing people.
Well, no, that's okay, because you're going to find some and you're going to find some others. Now, there will emerge a leader of this thing, whether it's a Bilderberg, a Rockefeller, a Trump, a Nephilim, somebody will come out and go, aha, and promise to save us. And
my money is on the United Nations and Barack Obama leading it.
How come we have not heard from any former presidents?
Right.
I've been wondering, what the heck?
I have a question to Paranormal.
Yeah.
So if it is not, I mean, I know where I am in my faith and in my mind, but I'm curious to hear what you have to say about all this then.
I believe that's you, Paranormal.
Yes. This is a deeper rabbit hole than I believe we could even start digging into right now. But if I was just to skim off the top. Yes, in a nutshell, if I was just to skim off the top and give you the tip of the iceberg, this is just the powers that be playing their game.
Oh. Okay, do they seem like they're following a God-centered path?
Not at all.
Okay.
Okay, so
hey,
then we're
my
talking
time
about...
I believe they're all atheists, really.
Levi?
I believe like that there is something else. I believe the main event's still coming up.
Absolutely. This is nothing. We had seen nothing yet. This is a preemptive strike.
I said
strike.
That the other night. This is not the event. I said I said it two nights ago. I said this is not the event that everybody thinks is the event. There's another event, and it all seems to coincide with everything. And the fact that religion is sort basically destructive.
Somebody's on a motorcycle.
Yeah, who's outside?
As a hierarchical thing, that's all they know. That's all the outside knows. This is how it works. And so that's why the Pope on Earth being, you know, even a religious thing, is proclaimed.
Tony, are you outside?
I hear traffic.
Tony, where are you?
Do you hear traffic? It may be my phone.
So, yeah, are you outside?
Traffic.
All right.
No.
Hey, guys, I'm going to head out to my canyon and see if I can fix my 1,000-gallon water tank and get some water in it.
Beautiful.
And I just wanted to say Southern New Mexico, it's amplifying steadily. These fools won't shut down the public transportation system. And
I know.
I'm not charging to use it. We've lost our first person, 77-year-old man.
Yeah.
4 days ago, they just told us about it.
And
it's just going and going and going.
Andrew.
Oh.
He must be 90 something now. How far out of downtown Las Cruces? Because I'm familiar with it. How far out of town do you live?
I am like outside of the town limits of Radium Springs, like 18 miles north of
North.
Las Cruces.
Yeah, north is nice.
Yeah.
So look, we might all come there.
Hey, we'll see what happens, man. We're right here next to Fort Bliss. They shut down the border with Mexico to Juarez, and
right.
There's no traffic back and forth at all.
Wow.
We've got Fort Bliss that's been real quiet. White Sands Missile Range has confirmed cases on base.
Yeah.
And they have been very quiet about that because of their missile range.
Right.
But, you know, it's circulating in the community, and it's you know, they put us on an imminent threat level now, emergency travel only. I mentioned
right.
I have to have credentials to travel to work now.
Right.
And it's gonna get busy. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It took us 67 days to get the first 100,000 cases. What, 11 days to get the next 100,000, and 4 days for the third 100,000. And now we're up over 450, almost a half a million. So, thankfully,
hey.
Like, come back.
Yes,
and,
hey, I'll try to make tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, we'll do this every day as long as we can until they push the kill switch.
Yeah, we can expect that to come with a presidential phone call first.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
All right, you guys,
all right,
I'll
buddy.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Jeez. Kim, you still there, hon?
Yeah, I
That's
am going to get off as well, though.
Yeah.
We're actually doing last minute preparation as well.
Yeah.
So it was nice to meet all of you guys. And again, yeah, and on these conversations, I enjoy them. I don't know. Yeah. But it's, yeah. So I'll call in tomorrow.
Hang on before you leave. This is really important. How did you ever put together that CERN was part of this?
Well, a short answer, I believe that I was led to that.
Duh.
by God himself. But when Arch of Baal was destroyed, I knew that this was biblical.
Right.
And I followed that arch,
it
and
is.
I started looking at all of CERN. And, I mean, people don't realize, but even in – here's a fun thing – even in Texas, I read this thing by a doctor. I can't confirm this for sure, but he was saying that there's a CERN located underground in Texas,
right?
And that he worked at, and they were doing some different, you know, testings and different things. And one of the things that they made it was a machine. They would turn it on, and they noticed that. The frequencies of this, whatever they had made, was affecting certain people worldwide. They would notice certain people start acting a certain way, become more violent, or be, you know, just different things. And
sure.
he goes on in his thing, or in his writing.
You don't have
and
to verify
then,
that. It's absolutely true, vibrations. I mean, when they crank up 5G, when they adjust it to 483 instead of 432, it will drive people crazy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, your God, see, you remembered it. He shoves it in your head because you have such a big part in this that you,
Mark, she is God. That's the thing. The God part of her is what led her to it. God is all of us.
Right.
Remember, we are all at one with the Creator at all times, and yet you are still existing in your separate little area, and she is that.
Right.
That is why she is absolutely right. God took her and showed her what she needed to see.
Right.
And it is religious, and we'll talk about that on The Secret to the Universe in a couple things of how that has to do with everything. So thank you, Kim. I love you. You're great. Keep it up. You're right.
I told you they'd get a kick out. See, what Tony, Kim, can you hear me? I know you got to go.
Yes.
What Tony referred to is page one, God breathed from his nostrils into the dust of the ground and his breath of life, and you became his living soul is what he means. So, and that's the way it is. Now, what God said was, I shall bring all things to thine remembrance, of which ye shall have need through the foundations of time. So whatever we need, if we follow, when we follow a God-centered plan, which is everyone on this phone call, four ministers, the finest ministers I talk to are right here on this phone. Then God brings to our remembrance all things of which we have need, because we listen. And they're listening to the other thousand voices, and we're listening to that small, still voice. I'm Mark Duraturi, and thank you, Kim, on behalf of Tony and the paranormal. We'll be back in just a sec. How about 11A? Give me stereos and such. Can you? What do we got enough time for 30 seconds?
What was that? The foundation of time? That's really deep, bro. That is really deep. I'm looking for it. What's
really
it? 11A. Did you actually have a clip of me eating on air?
If you type it in 11A, go to 11A Tony. Go ahead.
11A Tony. Why?
11A Tony. Go ahead. Hit
you
it.
Want me to?
Funny.
And now, here's your host, Mark Curian.
Scam.
Okay, first of all, you encouraged me for one. Thank you.
Welcome, everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be. I am Hollywood Tony P. Welcome aboard. We are waiting for the arrival of Mark the Arcturian and the entire crew of the Arcturus. We welcome
you. Let me finish my lunch first.
If you were listening last night, you learned about the realms of reality.
Here comes the plate scraping.
On the Secrets of the Universe, you can hear about the Matrix.
Someone's playing the old show?
With what we've been
yesterday,
talking about.
Just a sec.
Big news on everybody's lips, their chap lips.
That was
Will
funny.
Will Corona see its shadow?
Now let's take a bite of our lunch.
Maybe.
Oh, is that it?
The curve
okay.
seems to be flattening.
It's okay.
All
it's
right.
good. It's good.
Well.
I had to call you out, Hollywood.
That's all right.
Okay. I was waiting for Mark. I was eating. I was usually Mark has a dissertation that lasts
right,
a while.
Right. Usually it's right normally, but now I got a call. So anyways.
I was eating cereal. I think a bowl of cereal. That's what I was.
All right. So we got like 7 minutes left of on air time, and I probably won't stay on the extra hour. I keep meaning to take some of this and put it towards the film, put it up on YouTube. We might get some viewers. You have any news for us, buddy, down there?
Everything is still paradise outside.
All right, great. Because, you know,
until
Tony's right, we couldn't verify a single thing except what we read in the papers. But since that's what we're being shown, see, your father knows what you need before you ask him, right, Matthew? So whatever's in front of me must be what my father says I need. So I might as well embrace it and not resist it. So if he's saying I need to run a virus simulation, I'm going to go with it.
Hmm.
Now, I can step back and say none of this is reality. No one's actually getting hurt here. We're thoughts in the mind of God. It's already happened. Done deal. We're not really going through this. We're going through this now so we can notice something about it. This is just a memory that God had before the beginning of time.
What's different about this time, Mark? What's different? We're awake. We remember.
Right.
See, the
right,
word
right.
is remember. And tonight,
right.
we're going to talk about Sophisbaba. Sophisbaba is tonight.
Okay, that's smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better on Secrets of the Universe tonight at midnight Eastern on this same dial. Okay.
And Mark, you know what Sophisbaba is. I didn't even have to say it. You understand.
I did already. I don't know if you heard it. I said smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. Okay. You remember a group called Occupy a couple years ago? They took over Wall Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they came and went. there was supposed to be a big takeover and stop everything, but that would stomp on these guys' plans to take over. So they're I mean, they're barely a blink of an eye in the book here. I got a little film which I'm going to put up. And the title will be Even the Dumb in this one. Now, I'm not calling people dumb, but if you have a lily pad on a pond and it replicates once a day, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, at the end of the 60 days, the lily pond is filled with lilies. How long does it take the lily pond to become half filled? Well, that doesn't happen until day 59, because then it'll double again and fill the whole pond. How long does it take for the pond to be 1% filled with lily pads? Well, that doesn't happen until day 54. So we've seen this little low line in every single country. Case, case, cluster, cluster, boom. And this is exponential growth, like doubling a penny every day for a month. It's an old riddle. Would you rather have $1 million or a penny? Well, $1 million. Oh, I'm going to double the penny every day for a month. I'll take $1 million. Now, of course, you realize that the question, at the end of 31 days, you have $10 million. But you only have, you know, 100 grand up to day, 21 or 2. So that right now. And we haven't even gotten to day 59 of this lily pad. So just keep your eyes open, keep your hydrogen peroxide close. I know, Tony, are you going out to stores off and on?
No, I'm not. Not now. I mean, I guess
right.
I went to get weed today.
But you
didn't go in the store. They brought it right to the window, and it was like Sonic. They were wearing the gloves. So life is going to be in your car. We're going to start to become it's going to become the second home, and you're not going to need to leave. Everything will be delivered by robots from one person in a place to from a robot to you. 37
That's
seconds.
Hysterical. Go ahead and hit the theme in case we cut out here. I'm Mark Derrick-Turian on behalf of Hollywood Tony P and the Paranormal and Kim and Levi. We'll be back tomorrow. Telephones providing. I'm Mark Derrick-Turian. Thanks for listening. Hit the theme, would you, buddy?
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Jared, do your impression.
The bag is alive.
Well, I had to get that. Now, why? What'd you want?
Yeah. Your impression of Big Bag. Big Bag. Big Bag. Big Bag. Big Bag. You want to do that.
Big Bag. Big Bag. What a. Blah, 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 blah.
Do you think you sing that song off the air? Is that an earworm to you, Paranormal? Do you find yourself singing it at home?
Oh yeah, I got it.
Yeah, we do too. See, people don't know that we go. You know what I found myself singing? Oh, this is really sad. The on hold music before they connect us to the show. Oh my God, that's terrible. Now, we all know the cure for an earworm is the girl from Ipanema. All you got to do is go da da. Da 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 da, and nobody knows the rest of it. It's just a loop.
I'm going to try that one.
Well, that's good. How about that Kimberly, huh?
Yeah. Is she a student of yours?
She's a student? Fuck, she's a full-blown officer. She's a crew member, ranking officer, because she was up on it. She knows stuff I didn't tell her, that God told her, that God told us. So, hello. And she's so glad to be a part of the Arcturus. Because she's all alone. Her husband is like, her husband doesn't want anything to do with this crap. You know, one of those. And
oh, yeah.
Have you noticed that attached to a lot of light workers is a Darksider? Like for balance. You'd think two spiritual people in a couple would be great. But somehow you got a light worker and a Darksider. Like, I don't know if you've ever, some of you have seen Charmed, either of you, where Leo is the white lighter that helps protect the three girl witches. A white lighter. So, you know, we all have a white lighter, but there's also a Darksider for balance. Anyways, paranormal. I just know
that's my father.
That. Go ahead.
That my father is my dark side, so.
Oh, right.
You know, so I could always go to him for that.
I just want to mention Kimberly is straight Christian terminology across the board. So what I wanted to bring up is that it's light and dark. I don't care if you call it Antichrist, God. Now, or Yahweh, or it's my inner marshmallow. I don't care what you call it, and it doesn't either, as long as you call it something, as long as you call upon it. So I just wanted to bring up that it's just syntax and semantics, whether it's Antichrist or pure evil, as in those who choose not God. Anyone who is absent from the light is what we call evil, even though evil doesn't exist, just the other side. Okay?
Great.
So I just know the terminology. So I don't give a flying fuck what terminology people use, as long as I understand the entity they're referring to. If somebody uses the Matrix, I can do that. If they're a Star Trek fan, Star Wars fan, I can say, hey, the light, the force and the dark side. If it's Christian, God, the light, and the devil. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing as names. That's all.
At least it's somebody who she realizes that this is, and I don't want to say a false flag, but this is just something that's a distraction. And last night we talked about the Matrix and the fact that everything around us is there to push us along, and you know, we only see what we're told, and we only see the info we're given, and so the news we get is coming from whatever we believe we're getting it.
Right.
It could be totally wrong.
Sure.
Fiction is good, but reality is better. If you mix the two, that's insanity.
Well, probably most of what we call reality was fiction at one point. I mean, everything in the seen begins in the unseen. Everything in the physical begins in the spiritual. Even you were a thought in the mind of God that he had and spoke you into existence and spoke himself into you, basically. Anything else, guys?
Scientifically proven. Because no other being could do it. That's it. No other being could be, as so many people said, existing in slightly different realities, existing together in every possible known outcome.
Right.
And there's one thing driving it, and whatever that thing is that is driving it, we call that. And that is, it has to be, what else could it be?
Right.
Who has that power?
See, all I have to agree with the person I'm talking in with is that in the beginning was one. Before anything was created, one was there, whatever it is. It was all of everything, and so ever since be all of it. The person next to me, see, I know that the mind can only can only consciously focus on one thing at a time. The old lady, young lady picture is a great example. You can't see both at the same time. And even God, people think that he has his attention on millions and billions at once, which is incorrect. Even God can only consciously focus on one thing at a time, which is you, assuming you are aware and awake over there and thinking, which I could never prove that you're not just telling me lying, that over there you, God imagines his whole life through you, then it's over. Then he comes and he imagines it through me, through my point of view. He compares the two, and he comes up with an answer. We are not that fortunate necessarily, except this time. So it's really fascinating how we came up with that.
It breaks every rule. It breaks the cardinal rule. And that's what happened. The only way to fix it was to break the rule. The only way. Listen. The only way to fix it after it was right, and then somebody fucked it up when some message got to the pastor or something like that.
Right.
And the only way to make it work was that they had to also send something else to change it so that that universe wasn't. That was the only way to save it, but. The other way, again, we're in this, wherever we're at, it's not the failback, it's just how it always was going to be.
Is Mercury really out of retrograde?
I don't know, but I will wander eternity once I turn to particles and dust and my mind becomes one with existence. I will eliminate Mercury. I hate
right.
that fucking planet.
That was hysterical. I'm going to blow that fucking planet up. Last year, Uranus was retrograde, and there was a big article. Finally, Uranus is out of retrograde, and I can't tell you how glad I am to be out of Uranus. And thank God I lost my pronunciation of Uranus. All right. Well, I don't know. You two know what
Event 201 is. Let me play devil's advocate real quick. Can I play devil's advocate for you guys?
Yes.
Okay. We're on the topic of semantics, and this is why I try to choose my words as wisely as possible.
And you do.
Not every time, but I try my best. So if we know that words manifest, words have power.
Yes.
Words speaking, you cast a spell. Or even writing,
spell.
You are casting spells. Okay, you are spelling, casting spells. If we are not choosing our words wisely, are we really falling for the spell? Or are we casting the spell upon ourselves? By
right.
not choosing your words wisely. And this is why when people bring up words like Antichrist, sometimes I like to pull people back and rephrase that, because there's listeners out there, I could feel them just like, oh, because a lot of people don't realize a lot of this country is becoming atheist, and I truly believe all of these politicians are atheists. So all this God religious talk has no bearing upon what they are feeling and thinking and doing, because I don't believe they believe in God at all.
Right.
And it's sort
okay,
of obvious.
Anyone...
It's obvious.
And that's funny, because they are God, so, and they don't believe in themselves. That's the funniest part. God had to be somebody,
well,
like Mark said.
They are so ritualistic, and they fell for the rituals. You know, every religious man knows there's... rituals behind the religion. And all they did was take these rituals from the Freemasonics and the Rosicrucians and so on and
right.
so forth. Marco knows every single one. And you know how the lady before brought up the Greek mythology. You must put the air quotes behind that, because it is Greek mythology. You know, so
if
you go back to the Greeks, we all know the sexual perversion that was going on in Greece
right.
at the time.
Yeah.
If God had to be everybody, has to be everybody. He also has to be the worst people who've ever lived, right? He also
of
has
course.
To be. You you have to exist as he has to replay everybody's life over in the projector of his mind, right? He has to be everybody, and he has to live that life in the projector of his mind, in next to himself, who is also doing the same thing. Which the overlap does make it easier, I would assume. And the places that people don't go, Mark, that makes it easier as well, right? Like that Twilight Zone episode.
Let's segue this to Hollywood, literally. Okay, this is where all the spells are being cast from.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now we really need to watch, you know, what's really going on here. You know, these are spells and rituals being placed upon us. And are you foolish enough to fall for the okie doke or the spell they're placing? Then that's on you. But this is why I think we must choose our words very wisely.
Right. Well, we've talked a lot about if you're not getting the right answers, you aren't asking the right questions. And especially when speaking, that is why faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God come out of your own mouth. You had better be saying it right for the other side. Now, if you don't know the baby talk that God uses, you're kind of up a creek. You remember those old commercials where a guy made a deal with the devil about for all the chocolate chip cookies he could eat, and his mouth is full, and he goes to the refrigerator for some milk, and there's only empty cartons.
Wow.
You don't remember that? And it was a commercial for milk. And the devil's like, you didn't say anything about milk, or you just wanted chocolate chip cookies. So you got to be very specific to be terrific. It's absolutely true. But you're an awesome wordsmith, and we're all wordsmiths up here. Go ahead.
We know that because there are the translational errors. That's going to be my Rosetta Stone episode. But the translational errors, because we are really talking to children. We have to talk as children. Because, the I am, it doesn't understand that. Whatever it is, there's just a translational error there. That's why our words have to be specific. That's why I want to contradict what you said earlier when you said that, you know, as long as it doesn't have to be the exact same, and you know, you get the meaning out there. If they are exactly the same, that is the power, because that is the chant. The more people chanting it, it's funny because it's a religious prayer, but it's the point of the vibration of the word and vibration through everything. Now, that is how God works through air and lightning.
Well, this points to the power of the mantra Om. Okay,
right.
There's metaphysics behind that word, okay, if you really study that word.
What about
Hugh? And what I've...
Hugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Om, I believe, is one of the most powerful words ever spoken, because the research that I've gathered on the word Om, this word travels the furthest through space. This is the only word we could speak that has the most vibration.
Have you been in a room with like 100 people chanting Om?
Exactly.
It's really intense.
It feels like a tuning fork. Like you got hit with a tuning fork.
It's the sound. I'm telling you, vibration. It can move water.
You.
It can move electricity. It's
Tony.
The vibration. The frequency vibration of,
I love
of everything around us. The separation of us is that vibration.
Hollywood.
We are separated by waves. We are separated by waves, and in those waves are vibrations, pulses, universal pulse. Like the universe, when it breathes, you can feel the pulses. Those are the jumps in time and the shifts that don't usually work. It's like when you get burned or something like that. It's like the universe, like for a second, and the pulse. And when it happens, it's like throwing a stone in a lake and skipping it. So it doesn't just hit once, it skips back a little bit. Skip, 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 skip. So the ripples can be felt far away. The closer they get, it becomes clearer what it was.
So
and then you find out eventually that you caused the waves.
You're onto something, Hollywood. The caller from yesterday brought up what they call the intention experiment, I believe. This has been done many of times. But it takes a certain amount of people. I don't know the amount. I believe it's 1,000 for some reason.
Well, we used to say it was 144,000.
Yes, that those are the chosen. But I think it only takes 1,000 to cause the doubling effect.
How about it only takes one? Thank you very much.
There we go. I'll accept that. But I say he was onto something. The world
yeah.
should get in on this. Choose a specific day for all of us to do this intention experiment and see if it works. You know, I think they've tried this before and it worked and it brought rain. So
okay, all right. I want you to do that experiment, but know that every single human being alive is receiving your communication. Without see, if everyone does it around the world, we can't physically see it except the people we're looking at. So just do it and know that it goes around the world. I mean, restructure the Christ grid around the planet all by yourself in the house, and it works because you're working with God.
I'm going into meditation tonight just for that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm giving secrets of the universe because, you know, if nobody listens, it's still getting put out there.
Right.
The vibration, the words, and the meaning behind them being sent out into existence. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people who feel it.
Are you eating
away.
Again
just,
on the air? Well, we're not on the air. That's good.
Yes, we are. Well, we're in archive, but it's somebody
yeah,
will
we're
listen
not on
to
here.
It later.
All right. So, Tony, for the past 4 days, every time you bring up God, we're all God. It's now I'm just sharing this as Marco to Tony. You get very agitated, and eventually you say, "I'm telling you," like you're attempting to convince us. Now, look, you got to admit, the people on this line, every single person on this line today, are the last people in the world you have to try to convince. So, I'm telling you,
to convince whoever's listening.
Oh, you got called
Stop
out
trying
right
to get,
there, Holly.
Okay, so I'm trying to give you some pointers here. I go A, B, C equals logically D, and I might do it enthusiastically, but I don't give a flying fuck who takes it, who accepts it, what they do with it. That would be my ego. So I just deliver it. And so you don't need to convince me or anyone listening so that's what other people do, and it actually is contraindicative, and it causes an adverse reaction where people will want to put up a shield. So I know
that's how I'm relaying it. Obviously, that has some other meaning, but that's why I'm relaying it that way. And whoever relaying it through me, that's exactly what he said.
All right, but we understand that. And if you listen to yourself and you go back, you're talking to people that already know it. So
I don't know. I don't think we are. I don't think we are.
All right.
No, I love the
All right,
sentiment.
Never mind. I'm just trying to give you something constructive. Never mind then.
Marco.
Okay, don't worry about it. It's okay. Well,
I've imparted that exact wisdom on Hollywood.
His charm. That's his gift and his charm. So, you know, that's great.
You know what? The beauty of this show, you guys, you are like the godfather, Marco. Hollywood is the godfather in training, and
oh,
I'm
boy.
Just the guy that chimes in, you know?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You're like Spock
like
over there,
the
quiet, but when you open your mouth, it's like, I see. Okay. So, all the characters are here. Hey, that's a really nice thing. I'm going to play that on the air. I'm going
to get
that record.
Hollywood. She needs to do more study. Of good Marco
because
you it's his charm. Marco got all of that from? Where do you think the Marco finds out all the information? Where do you think the Marco, who do you think we talk about it and that's where we've come up with this? Like, who do you think? He's just better at explaining it than I am, but that's okay because, you know, he's better at explaining it than I am. That's all. I can't find the Marco will even tell you. He knows that I can't really. I can't condense it, right? He has to be the one takes it from a whole bunch of stuff and then turns it into a coherent thought.
A work
and
technology. Yeah. Thanks, Tony. That's really neat of you. You know, I appreciate that, and what I feel is love, and I got to tell you, yesterday I got off the phone and I just cried. I mean, just all the emotion is so strong in the world today, and everybody is I'm picking up on it, and it's just every once in a while, it's just overwhelming. But what I feel on this call is love. Now, these words, I'm the first person to tell you they're not my words at all. I open my mouth and stuff comes out, and sometimes the first time I hear it is when it comes out of my mouth. And you two know what I'm talking about. And it's really nice.
You're a true channel.
That there is, Mark, thank you. That's really neat, and that's cool. And non-egotistical. You know what Kimberly said yesterday? I said, good God. She said, I'm exhausted. I said, because your words sound energized. She says, well, there's only two people I can go off like this with. And that's my father and you. And I said, that is the nicest thing anyone could say. Because remember, Tony, there are going to be things that you want to talk about or have questions. That there is the only person on earth you can ask is Mark the Arcturian. And I don't say that egotistically or narcissistically. It's just a fact, Jack, because if there were someone else, I'd have fucking met them in my search. And I realized, Para, that nobody had the fucking answers. They had a little this, little that, little that. So I had to write my own Arcturian quantum philosophy course for myself as I delivered it, and then I'd record it and go back and listen to what I was telling myself. And I went, I'm writing the course. So who do I ask? I ask my dad, and I ask my father, you mean your heavenly father or your earthly father? Well, my answer is, what's the difference? It's all God. So,
Marco, I wish you were able to sit at the table with the great minds that were ahead of us.
The ones
that were in their 80s that have passed already, like Zachariah Sitchin, J.J. Herzog.
Who?
George Dixon.
Yeah, you talk to George Dixon. See, everyone can hear us through God.
Robert Ghostwolf. Do you know Robert Ghostwolf?
Right. No, he doesn't. But
we should get him. We should figure out a way to get him some of Robert Ghostwolf's stuff, because he is right on, and Mark can attest to that. So, and for everybody else listening, Robert Ghostwolf. What's the name of the book? Books, Mark.
Cry, Days of Destiny. You know who Shoshana is, right? Paranormal?
Yes.
Right. That was her late great husband, Robert Ghostwolf, the Hopi liaison, the only white man the Hopi would share their prophecy with. And his book from The Last Cry was virtually a script for my first film. So when Shoshana saw it, she said, oh, my God, somebody else knows on this planet. And that's how that was born. So you talk to George Dixon. So if I say something and everyone can hear through God, I can hear anyone through God, whether we think that we consider them alive or dead, they're still available. George Dixon. I talk to Einstein all the time. Shakespeare.
The reality.
L. Ron Hubbard. My father. My mother.
So
my wife Amy. What is going on? Who's talking?
So true.
Okay, I see.
I speak to Enoch all the time.
Right. Now, here was what I noticed. You may not know that my wife kicked me out about 2 years, 1 month, and 2 days ago, 803 days since she's talked to me. Now, she speaks to me, but she's not allowed to physically talk to me. But you see, I have a feeling, an idea that she's still alive, which is a lot tougher. If someone we think is dead, I can talk to them from the other side. But somebody who's alive is different in the human mind, I've noticed. But it's the same. And I have that feeling like she's here with me that I only have when I'm with her, and she's not here. So just little things to notice, like My question was, is, see, 2 days before my wife kicked me out, my friend Harry, his just up and died. And the question is it better for the spouse to, like, for you to be a widower or for her to kick you out and reject you and know she's still alive? And I think, boy, I don't know. That's really tough.
So I'd have to say the latter.
Yeah. Is tougher?
No, I would say is better for the soul.
For her to be still alive and have rejected
me?
Well, I don't know.
At least that
hurts
leaves an opening. It leaves an opening there. Where
sure. Exactly. And, you know, we broke
up
100 times in 30, almost 40 years, so.
Hey, make it 101.
There you go. And
I'm
that's what it is. If it weren't
for loved ones to get back together. That's just who I am.
Right. And I got to say, paranormal, even if it's not till next time, or even till we're back all together with God, if I take this planet apart by fucking brick to find her, I will. And I will stop this thing immediately. Just somebody produced my wife. Otherwise, this world, you want to steal my loved one? I will tear you apart. I'm Mark D'Arturi, and we'll be right back. Okay.
Put it out there,
well,
Mark.
I was going to say, I know we want to go long and all, but I was going to, you know, suggest that maybe we just cut out.
Sounds good, buddy. Power, can you see if you can make it tomorrow? And, you know, we'll
definitely
just keep coming up on sharing. We have people now kind of chiming in, getting the idea that it's a daily thing, and then they will look for it. Have you seen the Stranger Than Fiction?
Jersey James will be here tomorrow, I think. Might have some insight on that.
Okay.
Nice.
Have you ever heard of Stranger Than Fiction News, Paranormal?
Yes.
Do you watch John Ronson there?
No, I'm just familiar. I haven't really delved into it.
Okay. I may send you a link. I wait for his show every day. Because it's a voice, and he hasn't missed a beat. And I'll say come up with something like, fucking A, the Diamond Princess, an incubator. They incubated. And the next day, it's an incubator. I mean, I almost write his show, and then the next day he gives it. It's just insane because, you know, like the three of us, we listen to the same story.
You do that with me, Marco, all the time.
I know. So either I'm writing this whole script so I remember it or whatever, but one, to take a responsibility for what I see outside, everyone wants to blame. They want to blame this, blame Trump, blame this. And I know, and you know, and Tony knows that I'm responsible for every pixel you guys see. Okay, that I see.
Indeed.
Being here running the board, buddy.
No problem.
You know I love you like the brother I wish I'd never have, right?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a hug. All right. Group hug.
To Fisbuba tonight. You're going to love it. It's going to change your outlook. And since you've already learned that you know everything anyway, Fisbuba should make you even better.
Good. 9 o'clock my time, 10 o'clock for you, midnight Eastern, here on the World Generation Podcast Network on behalf of Paranormal, Hollywood Tony P, and myself. Thanks for listening to the greatest talk show. I'm Mark D'Arturia. We'll see you.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is Alive.